And now back to Boston Blackie. Dick Alton, part of a songwriting team of Alton and Rutley, has been murdered. The body was discovered by Mrs. Rutley, who promptly was booked for murder by Inspector Faraday, but later released. When it was proven that she came into the building only seconds before she found the body, and that the body had been dead almost a half hour at that time. Boston Blackie has discovered that the songwriting team had a partnership insurance policy, payable to one on the death of the other, which makes Bill Rutley a suspect. But he has also uncovered the fact that at one time there was talk concerning the murdered man and the wife of Joe Hendricks, music publisher. As we return to our story, Blackie is in Hendricks' office.
I can't talk to you now, Blackie. I'm busy.
Don't talk. Listen. Joe, I hear that there was some gossip concerning Dick Alton and your wife about 6 months ago.
Where'd you hear that?
What's the difference where? It's true, isn't it?
If there was some talk, sure, that's true. Only I never paid any attention to it. Hey, you're not thinking.
I don't know why you say that. Jealousy is a pretty strong motive.
You think I killed Dick Alton for something that happened 6 months ago, if it happened at all, which I doubt?
It could be. You know, Joe, you're in a fascinating business. Words and music. Stay honest and the world dances to your songs.
What?
But fool around with murder, Joe, and you'll dance at the end of a rope. Please connect me with Mr. Lambert. This is Inspector Faraday again.
Blackie, you'll get into trouble.
Shh, Mary.
Lambert speaking. How are you, Inspector?
Fine, thank you. How are things at the bank? Anybody cash in there lately?
Ouch.
Things are fine here, Inspector. I have the information you wanted on the bank accounts of Dick Alton and Bill Rutley. Just a second.
I'll wait. We're getting somewhere, Mary.
We're going somewhere. To jail if Faraday ever finds out you're using his name.
So he'll brag about it, that's all.
Hello, Inspector Faraday.
I'm still here.
Richard Alton's account has remained around $30,000 for several years. William and Mary Rutley have a joint account. It was very large at one time, but there's just a few thousand left now. Checks have been drawn against it every few days for the past month.
Well, who signed the checks, and to whom were they made out?
Sorry, I don't have that information at the moment. If you'd care to drop down to the bank, I'd be glad to get the checks we have on hand.
I'll do that, and thanks very much. Goodbye. The net result of that call was to find out that Dick Alton had $30,000, that Mrs. Rutley had the same first name as yours, Mary, that she and her husband had a joint account, and that it's shrunken considerably in the past month.
Put that all together and it spells...
Murder? I doubt it. Come in.
Expecting anyone?
Not that I know of.
Good evening, Blackie.
Well, what? Mrs. Rutley, please come in.
I didn't mean to intrude, Blackie. I just came by to thank you for your help.
Well, you're not intruding at all, Mrs. Rutley. Glad you dropped in. This is Mary Wesley.
How do you do?
Hello.
Well, sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
Cigarette?
Yes, thanks.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I have no matches. I did have a lighter, but I wore out one of the parts, my thumb.
Oh, I have my own matches, thank you. And if I can ever find them in this bag of mine.
Don't you find that no matter how big a handbag you carry, it's never large enough to hold what a girl needs?
I certainly do. Well, Eureka, uncovered one book of matches.
Ooh. Here, I'll light your cigarette, Mrs. Rutley. Let me have them. There you are.
Thank you. Blackie, are the police close to finding Dick's murderer?
I don't know, Mrs. Rutley. All I do know is I'm not.
Well, I'm sure you will be.
Thank you, Mrs. Rutley. I'll just sit back and listen while you tell me how wonderful I really am.
I'd like to, Blackie, but I really did come down just to thank you, and I have thanked you, so I guess I'll run along. Nice to have met you, Miss Wesley. Don't bother, Blackie. I can get the door myself. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hello. She has charm, Blackie.
You have green eyes, Mary.
I do not. They're just sharp. I'm the observing type. For instance, I observed that you forgot to give Mrs. Rutley back her matches.
The Rio Cafe, it says on the matchbox cover. Ever been to the Rio?
Nope. I don't go for that rumba and samba stuff. I like to dance in English.
The Rio's quite a spot. Gambling hall downstairs. If you know the right people, you get in. I wonder how Mrs. Rutley got these matches.
I once had a book of matches with an advertisement on the cover urging me to buy my hay, feed, and grain at Davenport, Iowa. Too far, though. I just let my cattle get hungry.
The talk is good, but the results are negligible. Get your coat on, Mary. We're bound for the bank.
To the bank? Could I just throw in a casual why?
To withdraw some information and deposit it to the account of an unsolved murder.
Here are the checks, Inspector Faraday, just as you asked for. They're the ones drawn this month on the joint account of William and Mary Rutley.
Thank you, Mr. Fleming. Do you mind if my secretary and I look them over?
Not at all, Inspector. Just call me if you want anything.
Look, Mary, except for a few small ones, all the checks are pretty large amounts.
Mm-hmm.
All made out to cash and signed Mary Rutley.
Who endorsed them, Doctor?
Let's see. Edward Stone, Edward Stone, Edward Stone. And Edward Stone endorsed them all. Well, they don't mean anything till we find out who Edward Stone is.
We can always try the phone book.
Yes, we can. Right after.
Right after what?
Right after we try the Rio Club. Maybe we'll find that they have an Edward Stone there. It's worth a try, anyhow. Come on, the phone booth is over here. Now, just wait here while I phone the Rio Club. Let's see, the number should be on this matchbox. Oh, yes, here it is. Circle 9, 7800. Keep your fingers crossed. Eddie Stone, please.
Mr. Stone, just a moment. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Stone?
Yes, Stone speaking.
This is Mr. Fleming at the 12th National Bank. You endorsed several checks made out by Mrs. Mary Rutley.
Sure. Mind any bounce?
No, they're good. I just wanted to verify your signature.
It's mine, all right. I don't write so good. I'm just learning.
I see. Oh, Mr. Stone, if I wanted to come to the Rio Club, could you see to it that I was allowed downstairs?
You know about the downstairs?
A friend of mine told me about it. Bill Rutley?
He's never been here. His partner, the guy who got bumped yesterday, started coming here about a month ago. Did pretty well, too.
Well, I couldn't very well get him to take me to the club, could I?
No, I guess not. Hey, Mr. Fleming, I don't see no harm in you coming down here. You don't need no friend, just ask for me.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Stone. Thank you very, very much. Goodbye. It worked, Mary.
Good.
Now I've got to get Faraday on the wire and ask him to have Hendricks and Mr. and Mrs. Rutley in Hendricks' office in half an hour.
All right, Blackie. I got Joe Hendricks and Mr. and Mrs. Bill Rutley inside in Hendricks' office, just as you asked. Now, don't you think it's about time you told me why I did it?
You did it, Faraday, because you have great confidence and implicit faith in me.
And because I'm a little bit dumb. Half the time I listen to you, I could kick myself after.
But the other half of the times, you pat yourself on the back.
Now, this is one of the kicking times. I can feel it. Tell me, what are those three doing inside?
One of them murdered Dick Alden. Well, take a deep breath. Here we go. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Blackie.
Take a seat, Faraday. Go ahead, sit down.
What's the idea of this, Blackie? I'm trying to run a business here.
And I'm trying to run down a murderer. That's more important.
You looking at me, Blackie?
Possibly. Hey, Bill, you were the lyric writer in the Alton Rutley team, weren't you?
That's right.
I just wanted to make sure. Are you comfortable, Mrs. Rutley?
Yes, thank you, very.
Oh, now that we're all here, I've got to confess something. Yesterday morning, I left Hendricks and Mary in this office. Went into a piano room where I found the murdered body of Dick Alton. And I picked up a piece of music manuscript paper that was lying on the floor near the body.
Dick was putting a tune down on paper when I left him.
Dick was working on that music when his killer walked in. He took one look and feverishly wrote down five notes at the bottom of the manuscript page. Here's the manuscript paper, and I'm going to play you the five notes right now. All right to use your piano, John?
Well, all right, go ahead.
Thanks. Now, here are the five notes. That's all. Just those five notes. Anybody recognize the tune?
Means nothing to me, Blackie.
Oh, I don't recognize.
That's because there are no harmonies. Listen to it now.
Hey, that's George M. Cohan's Mary. What's that got to do with this?
Everything. The first line of the lyric, the one that matches these notes, is, "Because it was Mary. Dick Alton named his murderer just before he was shot. Mary Rutley, you killed Dick Alton. Grab a Faraday. Don't let her get out that door.
I'm all right. I got it.
Let me go. I had to do it. I tell you, I had to.
Well, that's a fitting climax in a music publishing office. I supply the words and music, and a murderess decides to sing. Why? What don't you understand, Faraday, is if that were news?
Why Mrs. Rutley killed her husband's partner?
Anybody knows the answer to that, Inspector.
Sure. Anybody but me. Do you know Miss Wesley?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Dick Alden had seen Mrs. Rutley gambling at the Rio Club. He threatened to tell her husband if she didn't stop. But she couldn't stop. She had to try to win enough money to put back in the joint account that she'd been draining.
Touchdown for Mary Wesley.
Thank you, sir.
So Mrs. Rutley killed Alden because she knew he would expose her. What about her coming into the building in the elevator, Blackie? You checked the time.
She simply used the stairs the first time when she shot Alden and left the building and then came back a half an hour later using the elevator where she could be seen.
Oh, you were such a genius, Blackie, when you had a clue like that music thing in your pocket all the time. It practically told you that Mary Rutley murdered Alton.
You could have gotten it the same way I did, Faraday. But it yourself. That's what I did.
Huh?
I knew my facts were right, but I couldn't prove any of them, so I had to pretend that Dick Alton had named his killer in the hope of getting her to make a break. And she did. Well, aren't you going to congratulate me?
What for? You getting married?
No, I'm solving this case for you, Faraday.
You solved it for me. You solved it for yourself, so you could ride all over me next time. You know, Blackie, I've got half a mind...
Hold it right there, Inspector.
Right where?
Right where you were. You said, I've got half a mind. And you know something, Inspector? That's the first time you've been right in years.
Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Good morning, John.
And we're now going into the Christina Liu show a few minutes early, though. So we don't take a break in 3 minutes. We're going to go to...